Towards the end, last paragraph. I had wanted to look into this better before, and I forgot. I forgot that we had this little piece open, so I just looked ahead from the other parts. If there'll be anything to add, I'll look into it next time on Mitzvah Shem for this paragraph here. Rabbi Nizal says, if you recall, this Torah that we had now was talking about elevating the Malchus from Mibein HaKlipos, how it's done on the Yomim Tovim, specifically all the mitzvahs that are done with four, the Dawad Kaisis on Pesach, the Torah which was learned four times, Rov, Ayisapro, Heichina, Vagam Chakra on Shavuos, and the Dalet Minim on Sukkos, the holy of elevating the Malchus from Mibein HaKlipos. That's why Avraham Avinu had four sons who came from him. And that's why Avraham Avinu chased after the four Malachim, the four kings. Rabbi Nizal left off on that item before we had finished. Okay, now Rabbi Nizal says, "Valyidei zeh niftach rachmo shel hamak shelelid." Through this, through what? Through the act of elevating the Malchus from Mibein HaKlipos, which we just discussed, is opened up the stomach of a woman who's finding it difficult in giving birth. Makshalelet means literally a woman who's pregnant, she has a child, and she's having difficulty in the actual giving birth. So Rabbi Nizal says, meaning that the rechem is closed, it doesn't want to open up to release the child. This, Rabbi Nizal says, by elevating the Malchus from the Ben HaKlipos, that's what opens up the rechem. How? Kemuva Beitz Chaim, as is brought in the Eitz Chaim, of the Kisvei Arizal, Kishem Sheyesh Tzirim Udlosos Labayis, that just as there are doors to a home, doors and entranceways, Kach Yesh Tzirim Udlosos Leisha, so too a woman also has doors by which the baby exits. And if you recall, we mentioned many times that the Gemara says there's a machlekes. In other words, there's the rechem, is the mother's stomach. Rechem refers to the 248 organs of the body that a person regularly has. Besides that, the woman is endowed with extra organs. In the Gemara, there's a machlekes, whether it's four or five extra ones. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's 252 altogether, meaning four extra. Rabbi Akiva says it's 253. That's the Gemara in Bechiris that Rabbi Nizal is referring to here. From the two doors, there are two doors in a sense within the woman which have to open up to let the baby exit. Two doors, the way doors are normally shaped, we look at them as two squares normally, which is the shape, the shape of a doorway containing both doors is a square, like a mem stuma. The Arizal says it's two, delis means door, it's two dalids, a dalid and a dalid, that's what opens up two combined dalids which make up this tsura of a mem stuma, which open up to be able to release the child from within. Ayin Shom, look over there the way the Arizal talks about it. V'tzorech lachtoich hamem l'shnei dalsin. We have to slice open the mem to two dalids. In other words, don't forget, it's one dalid regular and an upside down dalid that make up the mem stuma. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. So you have to cut it open. V'zehu vayishaseif. It says over there that he sliced Agag up, chotchei ledalid, and it says over there he cut him up into four pieces. Shechotach hamem l'shnei dalsin. This refers to this act of cutting up the mem. By elevating the Malchus Dikdusha, a person cuts up the mem into two dalids, meaning he opens up a Pesach by which the child can come out. V'hovein, and understand this. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds on, Bir inyan zeh shel hamak shelelid yisboer b'mokom achar. I don't recall offhand where he's referring to, whether he means in Likut HaLachos or whether he means in a different term of Likut Moran. I'm just trying to think. Huh? Terev Beis? That's what I was just going to look for. Just a second. Huh? Min Oid Shamanu Adkan calls it. In other words, from the words Oid Shamanu till here is explained in Tera Lamed in a different way, slightly different way. This whole business of Aisha Seif was discussed over there. Let me just take a look for a second. Okay, but in any case, Rabbi Nizal says this is the same concept of elevating the Malchus Mibein HaKlipos by cutting into a Dalid. Now remember, we mentioned many times that the whole concept of giving birth, bringing children into the world, is an inyan of a tikkun for the Malchus Dikdusha. Bonim is an inyan of Malchus. Bro Kara Davua, the Gemara says, a son is an extension of the father. The word Kara means leg, literally, and that's how the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this whole meaning of giving birth to children is Malchus, it's legs. That's the word in the Gemara, Bro Kara Davua. And we mentioned also the whole meaning that the whole Bias Moshiach, which is the Tikkun for the Malchus Tikdusha, is totally in bringing children into the world. I wanted to mention that Wednesday night when we had the Shir, just to review a magnificent Chiddush by the Arizal, where the Arizal says, you say the words, Uvol Etzion Goel, Uleshov Eifesha B'Yakov Nom Hashem, that to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, will come the Goel, Moshiach, Uleshov Eifesha B'Yakov, and to remove all Pesha from Yaakov, Nom Hashem, so swears Hashem, Vani Zayis Brisi. In other words, which sin is Moshiach going to come, which is the Iker sin Moshiach is going to come to remove? That's the main item that is going to come to be Mesakin. What brings Moshiach? The Arizal says the first letters of Goyel Uleshov Eifesha make up the word Guf. Be'akov Noam Hashem Va'ani make up the word Bonov. Guf Bonov. The Arizal says each and every single time a person is Zeicha to bring children into the world, through Guf Bonov, that's what brings close to the coming of Moshiach. And a person who's davening to be zeicha to get married, to be zeicha to have children, you have to talk and feel. Rabbi Nezal says, you have to argue with Hashem, you have to explain to Hashem why and what. And if a person knows something like this and incorporates it into tefillah, the Torah itself says, we say in the davening every day that through this I can actually bring the coming of Mashiach, which means your kavod will be heightened. The Torah says each time a yid is zeicha to give birth to a child, the kavod of Hashem is increased. The malchus, 100%. And for this reason, we ask Hashem to help us. Okay, but Belina, there, I'll try to check into this a little more. Next, Torah Kuf Lamed Vav. Rabbi Nezal bases this on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al Todin Es Chavercha Ad Shetagi Al Mekaymai. The regular pshat in this Mishnah is that a person is never permitted to judge his friend until you're in that person's circumstances. A lot of times a person sees somebody doing something wrong or whatever, or doing something right, whatever it is. And a person says, boy, if I were in his position, I wouldn't do that. And a lot of times a person is stupid because you don't realize that if you were in his position, if you had his menias, let's say, I don't know how good you would do. If you had his background or his difficulty or his impediment, who knows if he would be able to be as religious as he is. You have the case, what's the case in the Gemara that Rabbi Zal mentioned once in a shir recently, where somebody smashed somebody about this? Menashe, the king, came to
Ravashi,
and he told him, you're calling me your buddy Menashe? If you would have been in my dir, you would have been running after the Avodah Zarah. They couldn't keep up with you. That's how fast you would be running to chase after Avodah Zarah. And you're meaning he didn't know that in that dir, the taiva was so tremendous that for Menashe to be as slight an Avodah Zarah as he was considered a credit. And you have the point that the Arizal told his Talmud, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, and Rav Enezal brought this for us to know that in this dir, in this disgusting, filthy dir, if a person is zeicha to be slightly religious, to do a few mitzvahs, in other words, you picture us, if we look at ourselves compared to Tanoim, or compared to Amoroim, or compared to the Tzadikim of the past, the Baal Shem, Talmidei Baal Shem, or any of those people, we would judge ourselves that, you know, it's silly for us to even bother doing what we're doing because there's no way to match what they're doing and there's no way for us to register our names in the Book of Yidden, period. But the fact is, the fact that we are put in this mokaim, in this generation where things are so bad and so ugly and the world has fallen to such a low madrega, where on this level, the slightest mitzvah that we do sometimes, a person can be credited as much as people in the past would have been given for 500 mitzvahs, that kind of comparison.
This is, but I know Machshavas Nefesh, you know, nothing that writes, Rebenzah says one Jew is not supposed to look at another Jew and say, I'm not as good as him, I'll never reach a high madrega as him. You're not supposed to look at it that way. You're supposed to do the best you can.
Right.
So you oversimplified the way you said it.
Why?
That, let's say people in this generation, we shouldn't feel bad when that's great as the previous generation. We have to do it.
Yeah, but at times a person looks around. The fact remains that the nature of a person is to look and to think, and a person thinks into what he reads, he learns and spores what tzaddikim are like in the past, and he looks at us. How do we stand the chance of comparing? Or how do we stand the chance of trying to bring about Mashiach's coming if they couldn't? And the answer is we do stand the chance because their avodah was from their place, and our avodah is from our place. And considering us in our position, any mitzvah that we do makes a tremendous splash.
who knows if the person's supposedly thing is on a low midrash and somebody else. Maybe that person is on a high midrash. We really don't know. Hashem really knows.
Right, right. But that's talking about two people in your generation. Yeah. Well, so we're talking about comparing yourself to somebody else. To you, it looks like you're greater. You never know if he's greater. I'm talking about a different thing. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Al todin es chaverachat shadigi on the koimoi." Zehu ma'ashom razal. Rabbi Enazal says this coincides with what the Gemara says over there. Have a donis kolodam lekavschus. This coincides with that. Judging a person lekavschus is related to this concept of not judging a person until you're in his position. Why? Rabbi Enazal explains, "Ki kishiyesh machlekes al odom." When there is machlekes on a person, Tzorich lachker, he has to think into it deeply. Limtzai zechus bechaveroi, to find a zechus in his friend, b'ma shechilek olov, in that his friend is being chilek against him. Kedei ladunoi lekavzchus, he has to find an excuse to be able to judge that person lekavzchus. How? Rabbi Nezal says, ki hamachlekes loyimona mishnei ponim. The machlekes is not... What's a good word to use here? Not possible to do without. In other words, just a second, could not be prevented because of two reasons. There's two things that make the machlekes impossible to be without. Why? Oy machmas shechaveroi godol mimenu b'mayla. Either because his friend is greater than him, is on a higher level than him, v'alkein chelek olav, and therefore he's chelek on him, al shelo higi al madregosoi, because he has not... In other words, you have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon has not yet attained the madrega of Reuven, therefore Reuven is chelek on him. Why? Because they're not equal. When two people are not equal, there's machlekes. When there's a higher and a lower, there's chiluk. Chiluk means division. We're not the same, we're different. So machlekes is mitzad two reasons. Either because he's greater than you, the one who's being chelek against you is greater than you, v'azai tzorech lehishtadel she'agiyahu gam kein l'madregas chaveroi, in which case the solution to the problem is that Shimon has to try to elevate himself to get to the madrega. In other words, the one who's on bottom has to try to elevate himself to get to the level of the one who's on top, so that they will not be machlekes. So that they will both be equal, then they won't be machlekes. At times, it's just the opposite. It's the first one who's on a higher madrega, and the machlekes is because his friend is jealous of him, over the fact that he hasn't reached his madrega. And therefore, the person has to judge the other, the one who's being chelek against them, lekavzchus, ubozehu ma'ale chaveroi lekavzchus. And by judging, in other words, judging lekavzchus means finding a reason. Hey, it's not really that bad that he's being chelek against me, because it's because of one of two reasons. Either he's greater than me, and because there's a difference of level, that's what makes it hard for the two of us to associate together, because he's greater than me. In which case, how am I going to resolve the problem? I'm going to try to climb to his madrega, and that's how the problem will be resolved. Or, the reason for his machlek is against me is because I'm greater than him, which leads to a kina, it leads to a jealousy, and that's what generates the machlek is. But in any case, there's a justification. In other words, you're finding a justification for the machlek is. Not necessarily that it's good, but there is a justification. You're understanding the reason behind it. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, you have to the person has to judge the other one, lekavzchus. And by judging him, lekavzchus, you actually place him in a position of zechus. Then they equalize. Whether I was higher or lower, if I judge him, lekavzchus, that's an equalization process. Va'azai bevadai lo yeh machlekes. Rabbi Nezal says that this will ensure that there should not be machlekes. If a person will take this attitude, this will guarantee that there shouldn't be machlekes. Ki ha-machlekes hu rak machma shehim mishunim ze mizeh. Machlekes is only because two people are different from each other. Oy shechaver gadol mimenu, oy shehu gadol mechaver kanal. Either his friend is greater than him, or he's greater than his friend. But if they were both in one place, on one level, bevadai lo yihye machlokes, certainly there would not be machlokes. Ki bedovar echad ein shayach machlokes, because within one is not shayach machlokes. When there's two, there's chiluk. Within one, there's no machlokes. Veze al todines chaver chod shetagi al mekaymoi, meaning. A person should see to it to be on in one place with his friend, the madrega achas, on one level, either through one of two means. And certain that in that way, certainly there will not be machlaikis. Ki bedovar echod ein shayach machlaikis, because in one there is not shayach machlaikis. Now note, Rabbi Nazal seems to give the impression here that, in other words, regardless of what the situation is, you should know that either one of the two people who's in a state of machlaikis is mechuyev to enact this process, and thereby it'll straighten out the whole thing, it'll lead to a shalom between them, and the whole thing will be resolved. Now Rabbi Nazal says, ubozeh shemales chaver lekav schus, by elevating one's friend lekav schus, yuchalios shechaver yachzer boi, it could happen that the friend will have charata, v'lo yeshuv machlekes, and that's how the machlekes will become resolved. Because again, we're talking. Rabbi Nazal is addressing the one who's being chelekt on. That's the one whom Rabbi Nazal's talking to, and he says here, "Listen to me. Don't be an idiot." The Gemara says, "Avidan es kol machaschus." You have to judge him machaschus. You have to analyze the concept of machlekes. How does it come about? It comes about because you're not both in the same place. Either you're about. And by finding a justification for the machlaikas, and by judging him, saying, it's not so bad, because if we were on one level and they were machlaikas, then it would be a bad thing. But because there's a difference in level, that's what leaves room for machlaikas. Rabbi Nazar says, by that justification, you'll resolve it. How will you resolve it? One way? No, one of two ways. Either, that the friend will have charota, and there won't be any more machlaikas. Or, if the person does this process, it's possible for the other one to have a mapolo. Ki yuchal liyos shegecholim atochese al roishe bozeh. It's possible that by doing this, by Reuven's doing this, it's like he's taking hot coals and putting it on Shimon's head and wiping him out in that way completely. By elevating him, it's a bechina of riboy shemen for him. In other words, you're picking him up. You pick him up to a level where he doesn't belong, in a sense, chas v'shalom, and that can destroy him. That can lead to a mapola. Rabbi Nazal says, v'zehu hevidonis kolodom l'kav schus. Make sure to judge a person l'kav schus. Don daika. The Mishnah uses the word don bedafka, ki hu bechinas din umishbot mamish. This means an actual trial, an actual judgment. Ki yodua shekoidim shalom leizem adrego. Because it is known that before a person rises up to a new madrega, donin es odam, the person is judged. Valkein bozeh shata donai silakaschus batam aleihu madrega yosegavaya. By you judging this person kaschus, which is forcing him to be bumped up a level, donin oisai, that person will be judged. Ukefi sheyetze mishpot ken yokom, and according to the judgment, that's what's going to happen. So what Rabbi Nazal is saying here is, in other words, let's say there's machlaikas between, again, Reuven and Shimon. There's a situation of machlaikas, there's a difference. Rabbi Nazal is addressing Reuven, and he's saying, you look at this, Shimon is being a chelek on you, that's how you're looking at it. I want you to know that you have a responsibility to judge him lekav schus, to analyze it, what the reasons behind it are and everything, and in this way, regardless of anything, by your finding a zechus in him, you're going to bump him up. Even if he's on top of you, in other words, right now he's on top of you, but factually there's machlaikis. You, number one, you're going to find a zechus that, hey, if he's on top of me, then I have to try to move up to his level, but at the same time, I found a justification for the machlaikis because we're on different levels. In doing that, you're pushing him up a level. Before anybody gets pushed up a level, there's a din in Shemayim, there's a judgment. He's judged whether he's roy to enter into that second madrega or not. If yes, he actually gets bumped up. And picture if Reuven now is on level 90 and you bumped him up to 91, you did a big thing, you accomplished something. And the fact that you pushed him up to 91, maybe that'll give him enough seichel to resolve the machlekes. If not, if he's not roy to be bumped up a madrega, if he's the one who's in the wrong, you should know that when he'll be judged, whether they can push him up or not, the answer is going to be no. And the fact that there'll be a din or mishpat could be with that they'll topple him not off 90, but they'll topple him to zero, chas v'shalom. And in this, in other words, the machlokes will be resolved in one of two ways, either favorably or unfavorably. This is what the Menzim is saying.
Right. So the Amalekim done what I was supposed to the other way, that he, you know, he tries to get to the Madrega of the second person.
Right.
That way they, you know, they'll be on the same Madrega, and then
right.
They won't be in the place.
Right.
But how can they ever be on the same Madrega?
Why not?
Because the people can be.
Ah, so this question Rabbi Yisrael penciled in his Likud Moran. Why? Why did he pencil in? Because the Paparos L'Chachma brings it. Paparos L'Chachma asks this question. If you recall, in Terech Chavches, Rabbi Yisrael said, number one, that it's not possible for any two people to be on the same Madrega. So, because Rabbi Yisrael says that when a person bumps up a level, in other words, what happens when somebody goes up a level, the other one goes up, and his Pnimius becomes the Chitzainius to the Chitzainius of the other one. The answer is the Paparos L'Chachma says that the... In other words, remember the explanation that Rabbi Yisrael gave over there. You have levels 1 and 2, let's say. You have levels 1, 2, and 3. 3 is the top one, 2 is middle, 1 is bottom. When level 2 goes up to 3, when 2 bumps up to 3, his Pnimius goes up and becomes a Chitzainius to the Chitzainius of 3, correct? In other words, there was Chitzainius and Pnimius. You recall, we said many times. When 2 wants to go up, how does he go up? What part goes up? No. The way Rav Enizal explained it, when the... Just a second. Let's take a look again for a second. Although, look better. Go to the Paparos for a second. The Pnimius of 2 goes up and becomes Chitzainius to the Chitzainius of 3. 3 had Pnimius. Everyone has Pnimius and Chitzainius. When one bumps up, what's Pshat bumps up? Bumps up means that his Pnimi goes up and becomes a Chitzaini to the Chitzaini of this one. So that on level 3 now, there's a Pnimi, there's a Chitzaini, and a Chitzaini to a Chitzaini.
Wasn't that it became just the Chitzainius of 3? And the Chitzainius of 3 became Pnimius of 3?
And his Pnimi... No, just a second. I'll read you the wording. Ratzalaymer, gam kein shiyi al kol pon machines malbush zelze, sheha pnimius shel hatachtoin, yihye netak, va'oilo la madrigoso shel elyoin, v'yena se levush v'chitzainius l'chitzainius olav. It becomes a chitzainius to the chitzainius of the upper one. Kimavurisham, just a second. Put it on pause for a sec. It says, "V'da'ash ein shnei b'yalim shalim zeh l'zeh." There are no two people who are alike. Ki kol ha'neshama yisem zeh l'malam yizeh. It's a ladder. The neshama is pictured as a ladder. V'zeh malbush l'zeh. U'pnimis shel hatachtoin na'ase levush v'chitzainis l'chitzainis elyon. When one goes up, his pnimi becomes a levush to the chitzaini of the other one. Nimtzo k'shechet roitz l'asme v'gosu madrega elyoyno asai hoylech v'netek kodom oimet madrega elyoyno v'hoylech v'netek l'madrega yoyser elyoyno. The one who is on the upper level gets bumped up a different level. Ki efshe sheyu shnei b'nei odom pa'madrega achas v'eino y'netek mi'odom ho elyoyin elo ha'pnimiyis sheloi v'achitzainiyis nishar. Okay, so what he's saying in actuality is that from the upper one only the pnimi leaves. Correct?
Oh, I get it. It starts with, let's say you have 1 and 2.
Right.
The Pnimius of 1 goes up to 2 and becomes the Chitzainius of the Chitzainius.
Right.
Okay. Now his, then this number 2's Pnimius shoots up.
Right.
And the Chitzainius
becomes
the Pnimius
and
the
Chitzainius becomes the
that.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Paparos L'Chachma brings on our Torah that process. Once the second one's chitzaini became a chitzaini to the chitzaini of the other one, that's considered enough shoven for what we're talking about. I'll read you the exact wording that he says. Just a second. Right. Ze gam kein nechshav sheshneim hem b'mokay nechod u'madrega achas me'achar sheha primis hatachtoig. Once that has happened, that's considered enough of Bechina Achas. In other words, we're admitting to you that you'll never have two people who are exactly alike. Rabbi Nizal said those exact words over there, that no two people are exactly alike. But we're telling you that once the second one is bumped up, where for that moment his chitzaynis becomes a chitzaynis, that bringing together is considered Ache Tagia
L'metanai.
No, of course not. His pnimi bumps up. In other words, it pushes everybody up. But the fact that you bumped him up to a level where he joined you in a certain way, not exactly, because he was still chitzayin to your chitzayin, so he's not equal to you, but he joined you on the same level, that's considered Ache Tagia L'metanai here. You understand? Period. This is what Rav Nizal says. What?
At least two levels higher.
You're talking like Chaim. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is on top, Shimon is on bottom. Reuven has Pnimis and Chitzanis, Shimon has Pnimis and Chitzanis. Now tell me what happened. Reuven's on top, Shimon's on bottom.
Shimon's
on top. Right.
So therefore, he gets Reuven
again. Right. How many levels? Right.
This is what the other person's question was. Still though, the point is that you have most people in the world, meaning, I thought the question was that everybody's going to notice. It says here that machlokes stems from that people are on the same level. So why isn't everybody having machlokes against everybody else?
The answer is because they're reconciling it. In other words, you have two people.
Because in that case, there's room for machlokes, not necessarily everybody has to. But
exactly.
That's the case where there's room for.
Right, right. In other words, I'm saying, you take another two people, they're on two different levels, but they're not bothered by it at all. That's all it is. Rabbi Nizal is saying, when you see machlekes, you have to analyze it, and you have to learn a pshat in the machlekes. You know what is machlekes? Because we're on two different levels. Hey, then why am I not in machlekes in this one? Because we can get along although we're on two different levels. But these two cannot get along because they're on two different levels. How are we going to resolve it between these two? By judging it lekavskos. How am I going to judge it lekavskos? I'm going to say one of two things. Either the machlekes came about because I'm on a lower level than he is, and if I'll bump myself, I'll improve myself, I'll be better, and yet I found a justification where he's not that bad, or I would say that he's on a lower level than me, and that generates a kinna. Again, the machlekes is not that bad. Either one which I'll do, bumps him up a level. Before he gets bumped up, there's a din. That din will determine whether the machlekes is resolved successfully, or whether it's resolved, chas v'shalom, by one side having an afila.
How's the fact that when you're judging someone with kapsos, how does that itself bump that other person up?
This is what Rabbi Nizal says. This is a statement that Rabbi Nizal makes on Tera Resh Pei Beis about Havidonis Kol Chaskos. He quotes it from a pasuk. You look for Rosh, v'zboinam tal makaymoi, v'ein oid ma'at, v'ein Rosha. If you just find the ma'at of Tov within him, ve'ein Rasha, he will no longer be a Rasha. You look at his place, ve'einenu, he's not in this place anymore, he's been bumped up.
Does that imply that in a sense, every yid who's actually looking in someone else is actually acting sort of as a judge, affecting what his status is?
1,000%. 100%. It means that every single yid looking around him, watching people and making judgments, passing judgments on them, actually is causing a din to take place in Shemayim. In other words, he can actually elevate a person by judging him lekavskos. He can actually change the person's madreva, or he can bring about a din which could bring about an afila for that person.
His reason for machlokes is because it's jealousy.
That's one of the reasons that Rabbi Nizal gives.
Is there a case where you don't have to judge of half supposed?
No. No. You look at the case of Rabbi Nizal. You have the machlokes which was on Rabbi Nizal. People, looked at him in a very ugly manner. Rabbi Nizal said, I can find these chosnami because if they knew who I really was, they're painting a picture of a guy who's a real rat, and that's the one whom they're attacking. They're saying that I'm such and such, and that's why if they knew who I really was, they wouldn't be attacking. They'd be coming to kiss my feet. They'd be coming to learn. They'd be breaking the doors down.
that mitzvah, the Rebbe only, the Talmidim had that obligation too, to look for that.
Because I found zechus in him.
Yeah.
No, I know that there is a tzad zechus, but, and Rabbein Azal himself said, that there's going to come a time when they're going to have a lot of fun with him upstairs. There's going to be a lot to laugh at, Chas v'Shalom. Those were the words he said that, just a second. He said, Rabbi Ismach, no, one statement that he made was, Rabbi Ismach Shavais Belevi Shvatzas Hashem Yisokom. He said, his name is Aryeh Leibish. Leibish, he's plotting against me. He's figuring out all kinds of plans. Rabbi Ismach Shavais Belevish Vatzas Hashem Yisokom. That was one item. But he said something else about Leibish, that Lo Yevoish, but he will be Yevoish V'Yikolim, something like that, some kind of statement. Something, huh? In Chaim Aran, I think. Chaim Aran. You come across that yet in Chaim Aran recently? No, I think it's in Chaim Aran. But in other words, he spoke it harshly. In other words, on one hand, there's a tzad of schus. On the other hand, look how much damage is done. Rabbein Azal said, in other words, you look at the way Rabbein Azal writes about the machlokes against him. Who knows what would have happened if there wasn't this machlokes? In other words, if not for this, Mashiach would have come. In other words, if not for the machlokes against the tzadik, look, who knows what he could do? Look at what Rabbein Azal accomplished with all the battling against him. Picture if he had a free hand. Also true. Also true. There's pros and cons. That's what there is. In some ways, it serves to help him. If that were the case, then why doesn't the guy get an award for making machlokes? The answer is him, it benefits, but you get pesh for it. Because it benefits him in one way, it could hurt him in other ways.
Isn't this thing that if one person goes up, a person people above him up, does it work the other way also?
Probably. Probably.
I mean, how is that fair that that someone above me...
Very simple. Holy Israel. Each one is responsible for what this thing says. There's a bond, there's an achrayus responsibility from the other. That's why in Judaism you can't say, hey, I'll do my own thing. What the rest of the world, they can, whether they're religious or not, I couldn't care less. No deal. Because you're totally in that. If all the Jews are committing sins, chas v'shalom, it's going to affect everybody, even the tzaddikim.
This thing, let's say if you have one person on Madriga 9, one person on Madriga 1, this works if they be on the same
Madriga,
they can go very far.
By judging Lakav's, you're saying? Well,
yeah.
The answer is definitely not necessarily. Again, we're not saying that you make him equal to yourself. You know, technically, that's what happens. But we're saying that you look at it in that manner. You look at it like he's on a lower level, why he hasn't been educated as much. Oh, it's to find Zechusim that if he had my background, if he had the pluses that I have going for me, he would be 50 times higher.
There's something about the Machlag and Machlag, is it talking also about Machlag and Tzidim or that?
Different thing completely. Listen. Different thing completely. Although, mitzad, one tzaddik to another, he's definitely talking about it. In other words, we have no right to look into that whatsoever. Period. We have no right to pass a judgment on what or how or... But mitzad them, they look at it this way, of course.
Does this apply also to Ezra Rashi?
Not at all.
Saying?
There's no concept of judging a goy lakas for
us. Is he renounced?
Of course. The Gemara says, Halacha Esav Sinei Asiata. If there's a hate, an ingrained hate from one to the other. Continues. We should be zeicher that there shouldn't be any machlokes among Klal Yisrael. The fact remains that the Torah says the reason why there isn't a geula is because there is machlokes. If there's no machlokes, there's Mashiach. Rabbein Azal says, Torah Kuf Lamed Zayin, Chelki Hashem Omarti, Lishmar Dvorecha. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Chelki Hashem Omarti, my part, he's talking to Hashem. Hashem, my part tells me to watch the word of Hashem, to obey the word of Hashem. Hainu, Rabbein Azal says, Shehachelek Elokai Mimal Sheyeshli, the heavenly part that I have within me, Omer li, tells me, Umalamed Oisi, and teaches me, Lishmar Dvorecha, to obey the words of Hashem, meaning, Chelki Hashem, the part within me of Hashem, Omarti, tells me, Lishma Dvarecha, you know, to obey Hashem. Meaning that each person's neshama, the neshama has a power to pull a person close to Hashem. In other words, you have to picture, there is a piece of Hashem in each of us. As much as there's the Yetzirah trying to pull away, there's a part of Hashem within the person that's trying, that's magnetically trying to bring that person close to Hashem. And here again, a person has to employ this in tefillah. Hashem, Rabbi Elazar says, that there is a chelek of a kamimal in every single person that wants to come close to Hashem. Elamai, it is minius. Please let that part within me have the strength to overcome the minius and to bring me close to you.
That basically
for this. Of course, that's another way of wording it. Oh, is this concept of Nekudah Tova means the part of Hashem that's within him, of course. The part, the good item that could never be destroyed, no matter what the person does, he can't destroy that Tov.
This could be like substitute, almost, not quite, kibul, like caught like from the Shem, because it's easy for us to wear blood and flesh to visualize the heart that is in the Shem.
Yeah, in other words, wording-wise, that's what people say a lot of times. Okay, next. Torah Kuf Lamed Ches. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ami posik in Tehillim, l'cho omar libi, bakshu fonai." For you, Hashem, my heart says, seek. Shufonai, just so. Exactly, seek out my face. This is the wording in Tehillim. Pirush Rashi, Rashi Hakadosh says, "Bishlichuscha." As a messenger for you. This is David HaMelech talking to Hashem. L'chol Omar Libi, my heart acts as a messenger for Hashem, and it tells me, Bakshufonai, seek out the face of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki ikar ho'elikus b'leiv, the center of heavenliness within a person is in the heart. The center of elikus is in the heart. This is exactly what you were just talking about. Kemoshekosov, as the Pesuk says in Tehillim, Tzur Levovi, my strength is in my heart. The main strength of the person, meaning the Elikus, is in the heart. Kemavur etzlein abo makom achar, as is explained in another term in the Kutumran. Umi shehu bar levov, and a person who has cleaned out his heart is pure. Bebechinas velibi cholol bekirbi, my heart has a vacuum within it. He's cleaned out all the garbage from his heart. Yuchal leida asidus, that person can get to know what's going to happen in the future. Aydema shehalev oimerloi, by what his heart tells him. Shehu divrei Hashem mamish. In other words, what his heart tells him is literally the words of Hashem. His heart acts as a messenger from Hashem to tell him things. V'zeh l'cho omar libi bakshu fonai. L'cho bishluchoscha kanal. As a shliach for Hashem, ki ma shehalev oimer heim divrei Hashem mamish. That which the heart is saying over, it's saying over words that it itself received from Hashem in a sense. When the person purifies his heart, he cleans out all the garbage from his heart, that's when his heart, l'cho omar libi. L'cho means to go as a shliach, miloshen leich. The heart goes with a message, it carries a message to the person, which is the word of Hashem. And this person can be able to see into the future, which we see is a bechin of chacham. The Gemara says, how do we define a chacham? Hezel chacham, horayis hanaylad. What's pshat? In order to be a chacham, a real chacham, a person has to clean out the evil within his heart. And in doing that, his heart speaks to him the word of Hashem.
Listen, does the mechum play any role in this? The
mind,
for instance?
The two are connected. The heart is Bina, the Mayach is Chachma. There's always a connection between the two. But here, Rabbi Nisan is talking about the heart, period. Next. Torah Kuf Lamed Tes. What? Vahavein, and understand this. Okay.
That's actually purifying his heart.
No. I'm saying Chacham. Let's talk about a Chacham.
Right.
It says, what's the definition of a Chacham? Hayeh Sanayland. One who sees into the future. So we see that there does exist a concept of seeing into the future, being able to know what takes place in the future. Here, Rabbi Nizal says, what is it, Tolian? It's Tolian purifying the heart. L'cho amar libi bakshufonai. And how is it connected? Very simple. The heart is Bina, the brain is Chachman. Always, you have to go through one to get to the other.
Oh, in other words, listen, that when a person has insight, he gets from the heart, because the heart is Bina, never from the mind.
100%. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Torah Kuf Lamed Tes. The Pasuk says, Tzedek lefonav yehalech v'yosem laderech piyamav. Righteousness goes before a person and gives feet to his path. And it means it allows him to walk smoothly. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki yekoro de shabbatohu, the preciousness of Shabbos is, Ki b'chol yesh shlita sachitzonim. During the weekdays, there is a rulership to the klipos. Kishodam is a mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, aza yoinekes haklipo mehoraglin shel mitzvah. And when a person does a mitzvah, the klipos have permission. They have the there is a possibility for them to draw chias from the raglin of the mitzvah. Remember, mitzvah is a kaimo shlema. Mitzvah is like a whole organism with a head, with hands, with feet, with legs. If the klipos want to draw from it, where do they draw from? From the feet. Ki kol mitzvah hi kaimo shlema. Because every mitzvah is a kaimo shlema. It's a complete being. Vazai ein la mitzvah hi bechinas raglin la leisbem v'leilchum ha'akadosh baruch hu. When the klipa draws from the raglin, then the mitzvah doesn't have the power to walk, in a sense, we're using the term, to walk up to Hashem. Why? Because the raglin, ki haklipo lokho haraglin, because the klipa has taken the raglin to itself. V'bechinas ragleho yorda ismovis. Ukshebo Shabbos, and when Shabbos comes, v'nizbatel shlita sachitzainim, hachitzainim, and the rulership of the klipos becomes null and void. Azai oilim horagle mea mitzvah shehoyu b'sech hachitzainim b'choil. Then the raglin of the mitzvah, which were within the possession of the klipos during the weekdays, sheyanko mihem, that they drew from them, it goes up. V'azai oila hamitzvah, then the mitzvah goes up. V'hoi leches lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it walks before Hashem kaviyachol. Vezehu, this is what the pasuk says in Yishai Hanavi, Im toshiv mishaves raglecho, if you will return from resting your feet. That's what it means literally. Rabbi Nezal says, Im toshiv mishabos raglecho. Through Shabbos, you will return the raglin. Through the power of Shabbos, you will elevate and return the feet from among the chitzanim. Then the mitzvah goes up and walks before Hashem. And Hashem plays with the mitzvah. In other words, he enjoys it. Even if the mitzvah was done by the lowest of the low, by the smallest person, ubli kavona, and without kavona, ushlemus haroi la mitzvah, and without the shlemus that was needed for the mitzvah, still Hashem draws tremendous pleasure from the mitzvah when the mitzvah is able to go to come before Hashem. In kolze, yesh laKadosh Baruch Hu taina godol mi'amitzvah. Still, in other words, even if it was done by Kotin Shebiktanim, Obli Kavanu Shleima Saroi La Mitzvah, still Hashem draws tremendous pleasure from a mitzvah. Kemoi Ho'av, Sheyesh Lo Taina Godol, Kishebnoi Masfe La'alach. As a father who gets tremendous simcha when his son starts to walk, Av Shein Lo Yehoelech Karoi, although he's not walking well, in Kol Zeh Mishtashe Amo'id Mimeno, the father draws tremendous pleasure. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtashia Ma'oid B'kol Echot Mi'Yisrael Kishayis HaMitzvah. That's the same kind of pleasure that Hashem draws from each member of Israel when the person does a mitzvah. When the person does a mitzvah. Period. Rabbi Nezal says now, V'hine HaHoylech Bamidbar B'mokim Shein Lo Derech, a person who walks in the desert in a place where there is no road, He cannot carve out, establish a road, a decent, you know, an established type of road through his footsteps, unless he walks a lot back and forth over a specific stretch of ground, then he'll make that place well trodden. The hamitzvahs nikroim tzedek. We know that mitzvahs are called tzedek. And Moshe Kosov, as the pasuk says, kol mitzvahsecho tzedek. There's a pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Yutes in Tehillim which says, kol mitzvahsecho tzedek. Vezehu, this is why the pasuk says, tzedek lefonov yahalech. Kishe hamitzvah hoileches lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the mitzvah goes before Hashem, azai v'yosem lederech piyomov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isei mipa meraglov. Hashem makes from the steps of the feet of the mitzvah, Hashem makes derech, a road, shehu ne'mar al derech shehu kvushal rabim. The term derech refers to a road that's well trodden on, like a highway, a road that's used by many people. Kimach mazgoy del hatanugim v'hashiyashuim shiyesh la'kodesh baruch hu me'amitzvah, because of the tremendous pleasure that Hashem gets from the mitzvah, Hashem makes from the footsteps of that mitzvah a well-trodden path, and that's this concept that Hashem makes a derech out of the pomov, out of the few footsteps of this mitzvah. Hashem makes a derech kvusha, which means when we talk about a derech by Hashem, what are we talking about? Hanoisein bayom derech ubamayim nesurin ubamayim. What's the end of the pasuk? Forget the end of the pasuk. Derech is an Indian of tshuva. We're talking about a derech by which people can come close to Hashem. Rabbi Nazar lets us know here that you want to know what Shabbos is. You want to know how what the preciousness of Shabbos is. Shabbos is an Indian of tshuva. V'shavta ad Hashem alikecha. How does Shabbos make tshuva? How does Shabbos, in other words, you walk in a desert, it's hard to walk in a desert, right? Why? Because it's hard to be able to walk fast. Why? Because there's no road there. There's no well-trodden path. A person wants to come before Hashem to walk. Hashem. He can't do it. Why? Because to him it's a midbar. Rabbi Nazar says, you want to know what's great about Shabbos? During the weekdays, there is this possibility that even when a person does a mitzvah, the klipos latch on to the raglin, it makes it difficult for this mitzvah to come before Hashem, and that's all that happens. Whereas on Shabbos, the raglin are oila, the raglin go up. Shabbos is the beginning of in toshu mishevas raglecha. The raglin go up, so that the mitzvah is able to walk before Hashem, and Hashem takes that mitzvah walking before it, and kaviyochel, Hashem walks it before him a lot, so that he makes a derech before him, a derech for which people can go on, so that a person who's even on a lower level, now they have an easier derech to walk on, to be able to come close to Hashem. This is what Rav Nezal explains. He says over here, Rav Nezal says, Ayin Ein Zelekam in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Barichus. In Torah Reish Ayin Zayin, Rav Nezal speaks about this much more, about this concept of tzaddikim, how they carve out this derech kivusha, a well-trodden path for people to be able to walk on in order to be able to come close to Hashem.
This is of anybody, though, is it? Does anybody's message?
Definitely, anything? Definitely.
You just said of tzaddikim.
No, Rav Nezal there talks that this is the avoid of tzaddikim. We mentioned the that the tzaddik is the one who carves out a new path, and he's the one who does enough mitzvahs, he walks back and forth in a sense enough to make it a derech kvusha for people to go on.
The Zerin is all saying that even if mitzvahs that were done in the past, once Shabbos comes, it releases like those mitzvahs that have been held back. It's not only the mitzvahs have to be done on Shabbos.
Definitely. The wording that he uses here, just a second. Meaning these raglan that fell into the chitzanim, im toshiv mishevas, through Shabbos, it takes it out. It takes the raglan out of mibein hachitzanim.
Held back.
Exactly. Meaning, literally, the malchus is oigo, mibein hachitzanim. On Shabbos, the malchus the kedusha is oigo. They can't go up. In other words, until Shabbos, factually, on the normal service, in other words, if a person does a mitzvah well enough so that the klipos can't be yanik from it, fine. But Rabbi Nezal says here that the norm is that they do have yanik from a person's mitzvahs. So during the week, those mitzvahs are held down. All the mitzvahs of all people that people do during the week, bechlal, are held down in a sense. Why? Because the chitzim are holding on to the raglin. Shabbos, the whole thing is released. And this whole derech kvusha is made. That's this whole concept of the whole din and misaran mino. And I forget the word, just a second, just the wording that we say over there. Chodin misaran mino. Just a second. Kadayil shabso, ihi isyachtas, the isparshas, mi sitra achra, the shchina separates itself from the sitra achra, the whole din and misaran mino, and all the dinin that were attached to the shchina separate, the clamps are removed, and it remains now with the light of the Yechud Kadisha, and it goes up, this Atras become Itra Lagabi Mal Kadisha, and it cloaks itself with many crowns, Lagabi the Melech. In other words, during the weekdays, the Sitra Achra had a hold on it and prevented it. On Shabbos is when it goes up before Hashem and is able to present itself in all its beauty. That's what he's saying. This is the Korah de Shabbat. This is the preciousness of Shabbos, that Shabbos has this whole power of Tikkun HaRaglim. This is why on Shabbos you have to be exceptionally careful not to run. That's why there's an Isra of running on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Malchus, which is the Inyan of Raglan.
Does Rabban Tel say the first time, say to on Shabbos, that's when you find yourself in the Psalms on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Tshuva?
In a sense.
Would it be better to say like 150 Psalms, better like on Shabbos, than you say 150 Psalms on each day?
Definitely, the concept of Tshuva is more on Shabbos than during the weekdays. In other words, we're not saying that a person shouldn't do Tshuva during the weekdays, but the whole power of Tshuva comes from Shabbos.
Does this mean that you shouldn't do it with? Have to do
that right on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is an inner malchus of a tikkun for the raglan.
How's that running?
Because when we say running, what is running? We're not talking about running for a mitzvah. We're talking about regular running. Shabbos is the whole inner the tikkun for the raglan. Otherwise, we want to purify the raglan. How? By not being, in other words, by treating them with kedusha. This concept of running is a davar chol, considered a davar chol. On Shabbos, we show specific respect to Shabbos by saying that with the feet, we're going to act in a more refined manner.
This
works
when
it comes
to mitzvahs, you
have to run. For sure, even on Shabbos, no question at all. In other words, we're saying the type of running that's not. In other words, you're not permitted to use your feet in a sense in a manner of chayim.
It's the same because of mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs will chab out the pit.
For sure.
Well, to come Shabbos, you can't walk foot in 2,000
miles. Right, the whole, in other words, all the surim related to feet on Shabbos come from the fact that if you look and look at the halachas, that's what Moses says. The whole thing is an idea of malchus dikdusha, a tikkun for the raglan. The whole concept of Shabbos is a tikkun for the raglan.
Because you have somebody is not Shomer Shabbos, it's like they didn't obey the whole Torah because none of the mitzvahs ever went
against them. That's exactly what it is. In other words, the whole concept of the mitzvah is being able to walk before Hashem is totally in Shabbos. No question about it.
So this could only happen on Shabbos, this whole process is. Maybe there's another way.
There's another way for a person. In other words, the fact number one, Rabbi Nizal says there are different items that are Bechina Shabbos. Al Sadik is Bechina Shabbos. A person says Harini Mekasha, Bechina Mitzvah. What he's actually doing is he's being Mekasha of this Mitzvah to the Shabbos. The Zohar Kodesh says, Unto Shabbos the Kula Yoimi. By being saying Harini Mekasha, that number one is attaching the Mitzvah to the Bechina Shabbos Kodesh.
And says he give a tefillah that power even during the week?
100%. We have a person who draws the Kiddush of Shabbos into the weekdays. He's saying this is the power of Shabbos. The whole concept of being Maisif, Michael on Shabbos, in other words, being Mekabel Shabbos early and ending Shabbos late is to put part of Shabbos. In other words, we want to draw from the oil of Shabbos into the weekdays. We want to give the weekdays the powers that Shabbos has. That's what it is. Let's do the next time. It'll take 2 minutes, but it's significant enough. If Mashiach. Not if, when Moshiach comes tonight or this week, this Torah we would want to have covered. It will take 5 minutes. Rabbi Nizal says, Torah Kuf Mem. Rabbi Nizal quotes the Pasuk in Eiv, U'biyad kologam yachtaim, and by the hand of each person it is signed, Lodas kol anshei ma'asehu, to note all the anshei ma'aseh of Hashem. In other words, the Navi over there is talking about the fact that Hashem, before a person passes away, he signs off on each and every sin that he did, so that when he's judged for it, it's based on his signature, the fact that he signed, that he agrees, that he did these and these items. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki at tzadik bi'atzmai i'efshir lahasigai. The tzadik himself, it's impossible to understand him, ki ein bo shum tfisa. There's no way for a person to be able to have an achiza, to latch onto him. There's no way to be able to latch onto him. Ki hu lamala misichlai, because the tzaddik is above the person's seichel. In other words, your seichel reaches so high, the tzaddik is way above the reach of your seichel. So how can you understand him? How can you be masik him? It's only through the people who are attached to the tzaddik Yuchal lohovin milas hatzadik. Through them, the person can get to understand the greatness of the tzadik. Kal yidei sheroyin anoshov shehem anshei maise yireyim ushleimim. By a person looking at the anoshim of the tzadik and seeing that they are respectable, that they are shleimim and yireyim, they have fear of Hashem, they're very frum, they're very religious. Ubohem yesh lohem tfisa v'asoga, and in them the person can have a tfisa v'asoga. Because that level he can understand, he does have an achiz in it. Ki ha'olam eino merchoikim adayin mehem kol kach kemo yimei atzadik bi'atzmoi, because the general public is not as far removed from the talmidim of the tzadik, from the mekurovim to the tzadik, as they are from the tzadik himself. Al kein mi sheroitze ho'emes. One who wants the truth, Efshaloi Leida Malas Hatzadik Al Yidei Anoshov, can get to know the greatness of the tzadik through his people. Vezehu Kemoi Moshal Hachesam. Rabbi Nizal says this is like the moshal of a seal, the rings that had a seal on them that the king's people used to use. Shehaksav Hachokukolov Efshalik Roisoi. The writing that's engraved on the ring, if you look at the ring itself, it's hard to read the letters. Why? Machmas Sheho Isiyos Behipuch. Because the Isiyos are backwards. Rak al yedei shemakin umetzayrin hachesam al shaiva. But when the person bangs the seal on wax or on paper, you know, whatever the item happens to be, umevinim ksav hachesam. That's how you can really see the writing that was on this chesam. Sorry. Royim ha'isiyos, that's how you get to see the letters, v'hatziyurim hachakukam al hachesam, and the pictures that were within this seal, umevinim ksav hachesam. And that's how you can fully have an understanding in what this seal is supposed to look like. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezehu ubiyad kol odom yachdoim hatzadik nikro kol odom." The tzadik is considered the bechina of kol odom. The tzadik is called kol odom. Kemo shekosuv kize kol odom. There it's talking about a person serve Hashem, do everything he can to serve Hashem. Kize kol odom. One who serves Hashem is called kol odom. Through the Anshei Maase of the Tzadik, the person can get to know him. If you want to have a yad on kol odom, you want to have a tfisa, when you grab somebody, you grab him with your hand. You want to have an achiza in kol odom, Lodas kol Anshei Maase, get to know his Anshei Maase, you'll be able to have an achiza in kol odom. Vegam ha-tzadik hu bechinas chesam. We also know that the tzadik is called chesam many times. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'tzeetzov chosam bi'ois bris kodesh. Kaviyochel, the children of Hashem, Hashem has engraved them with the sign of the bris kodesh. V'tzadik hu man denotar bris. And we know that tzadik is one who's shmiras ha-bris. The chesam is intact. The bris, which is called a chesam, an engravement, is intact by him. So biyad kol odom yachtaim, Rabbi Nizal says, yachtaim is an inyan of the tzaddik also. You should know that biyad kol odom, if you want to have an achiza on kol odom, how do you do it? And what? Why is he kol odom? Because of yachtaim, his chesam is intact, the bris kodesh is intact. The key is lodas kol anshei maaseihu, to note the anshei maaseihu around him, that's a proof to him. You picture during Rabbi Nizal's time, and Rabbi Nizal himself, it was hard to have an achiza. You read Kaich Be'er, how most of his talmidim became a kuruv to him. It wasn't because of Rabbi Nizal. They looked at his talmidim. Rabbi Nizal, he saw the talmidim of Rabbi Nizal that they were davening with his slavos. He saw that they were more religious, that this one came home and he was davening so much better than him. That's what made him realize, oh, he must be getting fire from someplace. Let me go see what the fire is, and I'll be able to have the same thing he does. This is what Rav Nizal says here. Go ahead.
Is it that through the Anshei Maase they learn about, you know, the Madriga of the Tzadik, or is it the fact that they see the how good the Anshei Maase are? They see all this. You know,
the answer is both. Both, very simple. You'll know if Rabbi Nizal here says that to understand the tzaddik himself, people can't. Why? Because they're far removed from him. But from his mekuravim, but from those who are close to him, it's closer. What Rabbi Nizal is saying in essence is very simple. You have three levels. You have the tzaddik, you have the velt, you have the mekuravim to the tzaddik. you can't deny that the Mekurovim to the Tzaddik are closer to the Tzaddik than any new Mekurov who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbeinu is all saying if a new Mekurov is going to try to go directly to the Tzaddik to understand him, it's going to be very hard. Why? Because there's such a big gap. Whereas if he'll take advantage of those who are already Mekurov, it's understood that that way he has a better chance of having an Achiz in the Tzaddik. Here there's much more room for error, stam error, to misunderstand something. The Tzaddik will be showing him a Hisrachkus, and he doesn't realize that the Tzaddik's doing it for his benefit. Whereas if he's attached to one of the Mekurovim, this person can be Mechazik and listen, I'm here already a year, I saw this already, don't be impressed by this, wait 2 weeks! You'll see, he'll show you friendliness, and you'll think, how stupid was I that I let that drop of coldness throw me off? So he's saying, mitzadat, you should know one item, that because of the fact that people are so far removed, it's hard for them to have a tfisa. So by looking at the mikuravim, they'll be able to get closer to the tzadik. And at the same time, he's expressing the concept of looking at them, kol anshei maaseihu, meaning the fact that they are anshei maaseh, that alone will bring you closer to him. In other words, in him himself, you can't really see if he's an ish kodosh or anything, because the tzaddik hides his light sometimes very well.